Look what Luke said. Jesus came out of that wilderness and he was tempted. And he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. And when he came out of that wilderness, and he came to the temple, and they gave him the scroll, and he found himself this prophecy, hallelujah, that had been written of him. This is what he said: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," and this is what he has sent us to do. He said, "What I do, you do also. The works I do, shall he do also. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty to them that are bruised." All this is going on. This is why we preach the gospel. The gospel is good news to the poor, good news to the blind, good news to the brokenhearted, good news to those that are bound, good news to the blind man, good news to those that are bruised. You've been hurt. I've been hurt so bad. I just don't know what it was. I'm telling you, good news. The gospel can set you free. It's the power of God. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God that bring you the good news from heaven. It's the power of God set you free from the plagues of the enemy. And you can rejoice because this good news of the gospel is to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see I've done it again. I'm out of time. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad you could join us at this time. And I believe they have the information on the screen, the mailing address to the church, and the phone number you can call. And we want you to call, and you can text us, you can pick us up on our website, and they'll put all that information on the screen for us. And we're just so glad you could join us. And here, in closing, here's what to the members. Thank you for joining us tonight. You know, coronavirus has been judged. It's dead. It's just a matter of time. It's been judged, been dealt with. It won't last. And we are praying for the people that are being attacked by it and have to deal with it and all that and all the fear and all the stuff. But God got you. If you haven't given your heart to Jesus, that's where you'll find peace. In the world, you're going to have trouble. And I want to tell you now, and you listen to me good, the world is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. But in the kingdom of God, in the house of God, in the family of God, it's going to get better for us. So you better come on. Come on home, my friend. Come on over on the Lord's side. You say, "How I do that?" You believe with your heart. You heard the gospel. What is the gospel? The life, the virgin birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus that he lived on this earth, the death of Jesus, he died on the cross. The resurrection of Jesus, which we'll be celebrating Resurrection Sunday. The resurrection of Jesus. Then after he was raised from the dead, he ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God. You believe that? Because it's scripture. It's document. And the Bible says you believe that with your heart and say it with your mouth, you're saved. That's how you come on the Lord's side. I accept what you've done, Lord. Then you surrender all to him and say, Lord, take my life and make something out of it. Because I haven't done very well with it. I made a mess out of it. But here it is, Lord. You take it and make something out of my life. Hallelujah. And you'll never regret it. And I promise you, if you do it, you'll wind up the end of your life. You will say, wow, what a ride. Wow, what a ride. Wow, what a life I live since I met Christ. Hallelujah. I want to say to the members, Sunday, we're going to take communion. So I know you, so you can get ready. We're just going to make some declaration over our lives that we're covered with the blood, that Psalm 91 is working for us, and Jesus' blood had been shed, and that blood is an everlasting cleansing agent. It will never lose its power. And we declare that we are washed in the blood. We have been separated from sin, and sin can't come where the blood has been applied. What you do, since we are not here at the church, you get you some juice or get ready at some point Sunday. We will do the communion at the end of the message, and we just all gonna make sure that none of these things come near us, because we are covered with the blood, and we're gonna do it and proclaim it and hallelujah and just rejoice and give glory and praise to God that none of these things, coronavirus, disease of any kind, you know, pneumonia, I don't care what, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, I don't care what it is. You just don't come in our life. We're free. We're healed. Hallelujah. Including arthritis. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're so glad you could join us. So thank God. Keep the faith. Hold fast to the word of God and don't let go, because God will not let you go. See you next time. Love you dearly. Bye-bye.